I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Oil prices topped $50 a barrel for the first time ever today. Analysts say more than anything, that's a psychologically important barrier, but it has been broken and price hikes probably are not over. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, first, what's behind this most recent rise in prices?
It's pretty much the same issues we've been seeing the last several months. Most importantly, there are still major concerns about the world's oil supply. There is simply not enough capacity to fill all the demand, especially from China and India, in addition, of course, to this country. On top of that, a larger concern just in the last several days, you've had delays in production from the Gulf Coast because of the lingering effects of Hurricane Ivan. Also continuing political violence in Nigeria, and they are the biggest exporter of oil in Africa. And because of all this, Saudi Arabia did say today that it's going to boost its production capacity by about 5% to try to bring prices back down at least a little bit.
So how much higher are prices now than a year ago?
About 75% higher, and that is just a huge increase. Now, adjusting for inflation, oil prices still aren't as high in real dollars as they were in the late 70s, early 80s. But I spoke with Stephen Lieb, the author of a book called The Oil Factor, in which he actually predicts will eventually go over $100 a barrel. And he says this 75% jump in a year is a warning sign.
When oil's year-over-year gain approaches 80% or 85%, it tends to point to trouble either in the economy or in the stock market. So oil at $50 is certainly a yellow flag. Oil at $55, and I hope it won't get there, would be a very dark yellow flag, maybe even a light red flag for investors.
And he does point out that the oil market is very volatile right now, so we could actually see prices go back down to even maybe $40 a barrel. But he says the long-term trend is to go higher, and there's just not enough capacity and far too much demand.
You mentioned Saudi Arabia earlier, a member of the OPEC oil cartel. Hasn't OPEC talked about keeping prices in a certain dollar range? Why haven't they been able to do that?
Well, basically, right now, the market is out of OPEC's hands. You're right. OPEC has talked about keeping prices between $22, $28 a barrel. But there are too many factors outside OPEC influencing these prices. And OPEC nations are really pumping at or near capacity already. It's not like OPEC can suddenly flood the market with a huge amount of oil. And because of that, the markets, oil traders get very nervous at the prospect of anybody going offline, whether it's Nigeria or Russian oil producer Yukos. Any hiccup in the system right now can have a really inordinately large impact. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, Alex, we're looking at more of the psychological and market effects of oil at 50.
Thank you, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.